Welcome to Startup Gems, where we find undiscovered startup growth hacks, stories, and case studies from every random nook and cranny of the internet. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, an aspiring startup expert, or simply someone seeking inspiration, Startup Gems is your source for the stories that ignite the flames of innovation. I'm your host, Chris Kerner, and today we're kicking off an episode that's packed with insights from Stage Timer's incredible journey to bootstrapping success. Picture this. Lucas Herrmann, co-founder of Stage Timer, took his project from ground zero to an impressive 10 grand monthly recurring revenue with just two employees. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty details of Lucas's triumph, I want to share three core principles that fueled Stage Timer's meteoric rise. We'll be breaking down the secrets behind their customer-centric product development, strategic community engagement, and the genius behind their referral strategies, paired with organic word of mouth. Get ready to uncover actionable strategies that any business owner can apply to supercharge their own entrepreneurial journey. All right, let's get into it. So, StageTimer.io is a remote-controlled countdown timer mainly designed for video production, and Lucas Herrmann and his wife have been putting their hearts into this project for a couple of years now. Lucas began his journey as a software developer in a startup, but quickly realized the limitations of trading time for money during his freelancing days. That's when the idea for a timer tool struck him. Working with a friend in a video recording studio, he noticed the recurring need for a timer to synchronize recordings. Unable to find a suitable web-based timer online, he took matters into his own hands and created a simple one-page timer tool. After sharing it on Reddit, specifically in the commercial AV subreddit, Lucas received positive feedback and valuable suggestions. 8 months later, he introduced a paid feature, marking a turning point in Stage Timer's success. Now, you might be wondering, how did Lucas transition from zero to $5,000 MRR and eventually make Stage Timer his full-time gig? Well, it took him 18 months to reach that $5,000 milestone. Interestingly, Lucas was laid off during the pandemic, providing him with the opportunity to focus on Stage Timer full-time, and he credits his wife for her unwavering support. As for their growth strategy, Lucas initially tried the Twitter route, but soon realized their target audience wasn't primarily there. So, they shifted gears towards communities and forums where video professionals discussed their craft. Leveraging the application itself for promotion, allowing users to share a link to their timer proved to be a smart move, especially in churches and small meetups. Inspired by successful referral strategies like Dropboxes, Stage Timer implemented a referral approach that contributed to their early growth and brand exposure. Lucas also highlighted the impact of organic word of mouth within the community, with some video professionals creating videos about their tool without any prompting. Later on, Lucas and his team invested time in creating highly targeted landing pages using Demand Curve's playbooks. Conducting in-depth interviews with potential customers helped them understand specific needs and concerns, resulting in messaging that truly resonated with their audience. In Lucas's words, "We didn't really know our industry. We talked to them." This customer-centric approach, combined with product improvement, community engagement, referral strategies, and well-crafted landing pages, played a crucial role in Stage Timer's journey to success. And there you have it, the no-nonsense story of Lucas Herrmann and Stage Timer bootstrapping their way to 10 grand MRR with two employees. Let's now break down the success story of Stage Timer and distill three key principles that propelled them to that whopping 10 grand MRR. So grab your notepads, because these principles are actionable and can be applied to any business. Let's dive in. Principle 1. Customer-centric product development. One of the pivotal factors in Stage Timer's success was their customer-centric approach to product development. Lucas and his team didn't just create a tool they thought was cool. They actively engaged with their user community to understand their needs and concerns. Every business owner should regularly communicate with their customers, conduct surveys, hold focus groups, or simply pick up the phone and have a chat. Understanding your customers' pain points and desires is the key to tailoring your product or service to meet their specific needs. Principle 2, strategic community engagement. Lucas quickly realized that Twitter wasn't the primary hangout for Stage Timer's target audience. Instead of sticking to a common approach, they shifted their strategy towards communities and forums where video professionals congregated. Identify the online spaces where your target audience hangs out. It might be forums, social media groups, or niche communities. Engage authentically in these spaces. Don't just promote your product, but contribute value to the discussions. This builds trust and positions your brand as a valuable member of the community. Principle 3, referral strategies and organic word of mouth. StageTimer implemented a referral strategy inspired by successful models like Dropboxes. Users were incentivized to invite others, contributing to their early growth. Additionally, Lucas highlighted the organic word of mouth within the community, with professionals creating videos about their tool without any prompting. Develop a referral program for your business. Whether it's offering discounts, exclusive access, or other incentives, create a system that encourages your satisfied customers to spread the word. Additionally, provide a stellar product or service that naturally generates positive word of mouth. Delight your customers and let them become your most vocal advocates. There you have it, 3 principles that played a crucial role in StageTimer's success: customer-centric product development, strategic community engagement, and referral strategies paired with organic word of mouth. These are not just theories. They're actionable strategies that any business owner can implement. Thank you for being part of today's adventure through the world of startups and innovation. Did this episode ignite any fresh perspectives or ideas? Share your reflections and favorite takeaways in a review wherever you're listening now. Remember to stay curious, continue to forge your own path, and subscribe and follow Startup Gems to be the first to access stories that will fan the flames of your entrepreneurial passion.